I'm joined by Abdul Rahman Hussein in Cairo. Abdul, you saw some of the clashes last night. Give us your take on what happened.
Well, it's one of the reprise of the November clashes in Mohammed Mahmoud Street. It's kind of Groundhog Day here in Cairo. Marched to the Interior Ministry, very angered by events at the Ahli Mosque in Port Said, which resulted in the deaths of over 70 people, and security forces started firing tear gas, and so now we're back in that same scenario where police consistently fire tear gas at protesters in downtown. This time the clashes are on Mansour Street, which is perpendicular to Mohammed Mahmoud Street, where the clashes occurred last November. But there's also, I'm sure you know, that last November they had built this giant block wall across Mohammed Mahmoud Street. Well, yesterday protesters were tearing it down. There are three other similar walls in downtown. They haven't been touched yet, but I would guess that protesters have been in their sights. I think the latest reports, there are three people who have died up until now. The clashes are continuing. At the moment, people have just come out of Friday prayers, and the sermons at the prayers have been quite emotive, and people are rather angered, and even the sheikh giving the sermons have been praying against the corrupt and the oppressive in this country. There's a lot of visible anger about the events of the match, and I think that there are a lot of more chants in Tahrir Square later on today, and I think the clashes will possibly in similar scenes to previous events, I think the clashes will continue for the next few days.
You talk about it being sort of Groundhog Day. Is there any reason to believe that this is going to be any different from similar events in the last few months?
Well, the difference this time is that we have a function in Parliament, which wasn't the case in the previous event. Parliament held an emergency session yesterday where they called in the Minister of Interior. They held him accountable for the events. They've requested to come back within a week with a plan to restructure the Minister of Interior, which was a demand of the revolution of January 2011, and it still hasn't been met. So I think possibly pressure from the streets and possibly pressure from the legislative body like the Parliament might make things different this time. There are also calls to hand over power to a civilian authority right away, but that's always the case in matters like this, and that doesn't necessarily happen. But we'll see. I think the difference this time is that there's a Parliament, and we'll see whether that has an effect. And this is the real test for the Parliament. And how they react and what they do will have a strong bearing on how the perception of them later. Are they an effective legislative body, or are they just there to warm their feet? So we'll see.
Is there any sign that the ruling generals have been rattled by the protests in the last 24 hours?
Pardon, can you repeat the question?
Is there any sign that SCAF have been rattled by the protests?
There hasn't been a reaction from SCAF at the moment. Generally, ever since the cabinet clashes in last December, SCAF have been very careful not to be in direct confrontation with protesters. So this time, it's the police forces that are in confrontation with the protesters. All we've heard from SCAF is a statement released after the game where they promise that they will bring the perpetrators to justice. But at the moment, they seem to be quiet, so we'll see if they comment on what's happening now.
Okay, Abdul, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
All right.